Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
And pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar pops.
Today, Kellogg's sugar pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Gun Down Tunnel. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are a real double-barrel treat. A treat you can enjoy as a cereal with a little milk or cream or as a snack right out of the box. And you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So for a rip-snortin' cereal, a rootin'-tootin' snack, it's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Look for them at your grocer's with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine on the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Of all the plots set up to kill United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles, the one hatched by Rockoset was the meanest. But then, Rockoset was close to being the meanest and smartest outlaw the Old West had ever seen. It took somebody that mean to think of a plan to get Wild Bill and Jingles to kill each other and to pick a spot for it, like Gun Down Tunnel.
Don't you worry, none, Marshal. I'll have your horse's shoe fixed before he can snort and snicker.
Well, that's good, because I'm in a hurry. But I ain't the Marshal. That's Wild Bill Hickok. I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Oh, that's so. What brings you up into Nevada territory?
Oh, I'm meeting Wild Bill here. He got a tip that Rockoset's in these parts.
Rockoset?
Yeah, the meanest owl hoot still on the loose.
Yeah, that's what I hear, but I ain't never seen him. Have you?
No. Don't know anybody that has. When Wild Bill and Jingles get on his trail, he's as good as talking to the judge.
Hmm.
What's that?
I was just thinking. Whoa, Joker. Whoa, steady boy.
Thinking what, if it's any of my business?
I reckon it is, seeing as you're his deputy.
Now, what are you getting at?
I figure you to be the marshal sooner than you expect, if Rockoset's plan works.
Rockoset's plan? Now, what are you talking about?
Well, it's plain you ain't heard about Rockoset's calling for a showdown with Wild Bill this morning.
Showdown? No, I ain't. If you don't quit talking around the mulberry bush and tell me what you know, this town's gonna need a new blacksmith.
Whoa, now, get a halter on your temper.
Then start talking.
All right. About a half an hour ago, when Wild Bill Hickok was here...
Was here? Why didn't you say so before?
Oh, I didn't think of it. But he was standing right where you are when a mean-looking Jasper rode in and told him that Rockoset was waiting for him for a showdown.
Waiting where?
Oh, said he was at the south end of Gundown Tunnel in the old Beirut mine, 6 miles out of town.
What'd Bill do?
Jumped on his horse and lit out for the mine, that's what.
Then you'll see him bringing Rockoset back to town across the saddle, that's what.
Yeah, more than likely it'll be Wild Bill across that saddle if Rockoset runs true to color.
What do you mean?
Oh, Rockoset never played square in his life. Two will get you ten. He's getting set at the north end of Gundown Tunnel right now to plug Hickok from ambush before he's got a chance.
Why that low down? Out of my way. I gotta stop him.
Hey, wait. You didn't pay me.
I'll be back. Jump, Joker. We gotta save Bill. Ha, 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 ha.
Now, that was just about the smartest trick you ever thought up on the spur of the moment, Rockoset. It'll be a cinch to send Hickok after him. All I gotta do is wait. Here comes the great Wild Bill now. Right on time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Say, mister, have you seen a
big guy with a voice like a squeaking mill wheel by the name of Jingles?
Yeah.
I sure have, Marshal Hickok. I reckon you'd know his tracks there on the ground.
Yeah, those are Jingles' tracks, all right. How long ago was he here?
Oh, he left about half an hour ago.
Say, when he was coming back, I was supposed to meet him here at your blacksmith shop.
I don't hanker to be the one to tell you this, Hickok, but I don't figure your deputy will be coming back.
What do you mean by that?
Well, he hightailed it out of here to tangle with Rockasset up at the Beirut mine.
Rockasset?
That's right, Marshal. The very varmint himself. Holed up in Gundown Tunnel. When Jingles walks in there, he won't have a chance.
How far is it to that tunnel?
6 miles by road to the north end. That's where Jingles went. You might get to Rockasset first by taking the trail over the hill to the south end of the tunnel.
That's shorter, huh?
Yep, by a good 2 miles. Rough going, though.
Thanks, mister. Come here, Buckshot.
You get there, you'd better shoot the first thing that moves in that tunnel and ask questions after.
I'll take care of the shooting, mister. Hi, Buckshot. Jingles is in trouble. Dig in, boy. Yeah.
Now, who else but Rockasset would have been smart enough to think of getting rid of Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles by getting them to shoot each other in a dark tunnel, eh? I reckon I'm just about as smart as they come.
Say, maybe a lot of you wranglers sometimes get to thinking about what you'd like to be when you grow up. Well, one thing you want to keep in mind is that whatever you want to be, make sure it's something you'll enjoy doing. That's real important. That's important, too, when you select a breakfast cereal for yourself. That's why I'm always telling all you wranglers about how good Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are. But you find out for yourself. You can have them for breakfast or eat them as a snack right out of the box. And you never add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. So have Mom pick up a large package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops when she shops. She can tell the right package if she remembers to look for Guy and Andy riding their horses across the front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
It was less than an hour later that Wild Bill Hickok, riding before the wind, pulled up at the south entrance to Gundown Tunnel, and with guns drawn and ready, started into the inky blackness stalking a killer that wasn't there. And at the north end of the tunnel, Jingles was bent on the same mission.
Now hush up, Joker, you'll give me away. I gotta get that Rockasset before he gets Bill. It sure is dark in here. Durn since y'all shoot the first thing that wiggles in this tunnel. Hey, now what was that? Oh, bat. Good thing I didn't shoot and get myself away. Uh-oh, thought I heard something. I did. He's in there. I'll just wait and let him get a little closer, and I'll plug him for sure. Now!
All right, you varmint, your time's run out!
Bill, is that you?
That's what I said. It's against the wall, and I'm sure there's nobody else in this tunnel.
Well, there ought to be, Bill. Rockasset was waiting to gun you down from ambush.
Back out of tunnel, Jingles. Get clear. I'm coming through.
Okay, Bill. I ain't got far to go.
Make it fast. You're taking a big chance.
Well, I'm out, Bill. Come ahead. If he comes out this way, I'll nail him.
All right, Jingles. Keep your eyes open.
I'm not about to close them even for one little blink.
Something mighty funny going on around here, partner.
Bill, are you all right?
Sure, how about yourself?
I'm shaking from my hat to my boots, thinking I almost shot you, Bill.
And you sure did, partner. You didn't have a habit of yelling before you shoot. We might both be dead by now.
Yeah, I do yell a little, don't I, Bill?
Well, I'm glad. Gave me time to duck and stop me from plugging you.
Yeah. Well, now, don't you ever tell me again that I talk too much, Bill Hickok.
No, I'm not liable to, Jingles. But I still don't get this set up.
Me neither.
How'd you find out about Rockasset being out here?
Well, the blacksmith in town told me. Said Rockerset called you out here for a showdown.
And he told me you'd come out here to tangle with the Rockerset.
Bill?
You're right, Jingles. We're going back to town and have a talk with that blacksmith right now. All right, Jingles, pull up at the blacksmith shop and we'll... Hold it. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Whoa. Bill, what's happened to this town?
I don't know, partner, but it sure wasn't good.
2 hours ago, as busy as a beehive at honeymaking time, and now look at it.
Looks deserted. Not a soul in sight.
Wagons turned over in the street, windows smashed. Bill, looks to me like there's been a big gunfight on this street.
It sure does. Look at that sign on the blacksmith shop.
Yeah, it says closed for good. Now, doggone it, we got to find somebody to explain this mystery.
Come on, let's go in the bank.
Woo-wee! Ain't a full window pane left on the front of this bank. And would you look inside? What a mess.
Couple of dead men over there. Vault wide open, paper spread all over the place.
Bill, did you hear that?
Yeah, came from just outside this window in the back. Come on.
Be careful, Bill. You don't know what's out there.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
Come on, you. Get out from under there. On your feet, I've got you covered.
Don't shoot. I'll get my hands up soon as I can. There. Well, dog by cats. Ghosts.
What do you mean, ghosts?
You're the ghost of Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles come back to haunt us, and you come too darn late.
We ain't ghosts, you old featherhead. Now, what gave you that idea?
Because that darn owl hoot said he'd sent you to your doom, and your dad got there and laughed himself to death about it, too. Oh, I wish he had.
Who?
Huh?
Said who?
Said who what?
Oh, now quit mixing me up anymore.
Hold it, Jingles. Now, look, old-timer, we're Hickok and Jingles all right, and no ghosts. Now, what happened to this town?
Well, I can tell you that one word, Marshal.
Well, tell it.
What's the word?
Rockerset.
Rockerset.
That's what I said. Him and his darn gang nailed up his blacksmith shop less than 2 hours ago and come a-pouring down the street like a tribe of mad Comanche.
Blacksmith shop. Jingles, it was Rockerset, the blacksmith.
Sent us out to kill each other to get us out of the way.
That's right. He really pulled the wool over our eyes.
Yeah, well, don't feel bad about that, Marshal. That darn varmint's been living in this town for 2 months just sizing things up. But when he struck, he cleaned us out.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Why, there ain't a cent left in the whole town. Them coyotes went through the bank, the general store, the gambling palace, Wells Fargo, everywhere. Knowed right where the money was and took it. Them that he didn't gun down, hit for the hills.
We've heard enough, Jingles. Come on, let's go.
Go? Go where?
Rockerset fooled us once because we didn't know what he looked like. Now we know, and we're going to bring him in.
Pull up, you hammerhead. All right, boys. Now I'll show you why Rockerset is the smartest hombre on the Owl Hoot Trail. Slide off them cayuses and follow me into this tunnel.
Now, boss, I ain't so sure we should have stopped here. Maybe we should have kept on right.
Yeah, what for? You got jelly in your gizzard, Red?
No, but I ain't comfortable till I'm well away from a job like we just pulled.
Rest easy, boy. There ain't two legs in that town that's going to want to come after me. Just the name of Rockerset will drain the sand out of the best of them.
Well, maybe so, but let's get this over with. I'm for riding over the rim.
Not until I show you the best trick I ever pulled. Getting Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles to put each other out of my way.
Well, you still ain't sure about that either.
Just as sure as I'm standing.
Huh? What's the matter, Rockerset?
Where are they? They ought to be laying right here.
Well, it's plain to see that they ain't. You can't trust that Wild Bill Hickok to fall for a trick, boss. Maybe he fooled you after all.
He's got to be here, I tell you. They had to shoot each other. I had it all planned.
We'd better forget him and hit the trail, boss.
Forget him, nothing. Scrape this tunnel, every blasted inch of it. Hickok and Jingles have got to be dead, you hear? Find their carcasses. Find them, I said.
But I tell you, they ain't here, Rockerset, and I got a creepy feeling we're wasting too much time.
Shut your trap. Keep looking.
I ain't looking for nothing.
Red, come back here.
I'm riding for the rim. I know better than to...
Uh-oh. Hey, boss. Boss, here they come. Who's coming?
Hickok and Jingles, riding up the hill to this tunnel.
Now, ain't that a break? Riding right into my hands. All right, you leatherheads. Spread out and cover the entrance to the tunnel. When them two lawmen get close enough, gun them down. And keep right on blasting till you're dead sure they ain't gonna get up again.
Say, Wranglers, wouldn't it be swell if you could know today just what's going to happen tomorrow? Just imagine the fun you could have telling everybody what was going to take place 24 hours ahead of time. Well, I'm afraid can't any of us do that. But there's one thing I know is going to happen tomorrow for sure. Yep, tomorrow and every day, lots and lots of folks are going to be enjoying Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Starting the first thing tomorrow morning, there'll be folks enjoying them for breakfast. And all day long for snacks. Now, either way you enjoy Sugar Pops, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Enjoy yourself some Sugar Corn Pops tomorrow. Tell Mom to look for the package with Guy and Andy racing their horses pell-mell across the prairie. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
As they climbed the rocky trail to Gundown Tunnel, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were unaware that Rockaseth and his men were waiting inside the tunnel with guns drawn. Then, just in time, Bill spotted the bandits' horses.
Jingles, those horses over there. Rockaseth's there.
Yeah. Right now, what are we going to...
Quick, Jingles! Stand at the top! Go for it, sir!
Jeff, Sugar! Get sneaking! Coyotes, don't beat you to try and drag your feet!
That's enough, Jingles. This puts us out of their line of fire.
Whoa, Joker. What are we going to do now, Bill?
Size up the situation first, partner.
Size it up, huh? Looks mighty plain to me. We got a cage full of wildcats, and in about 2 minutes, they're going to be swarming all over us.
Maybe not, Jingles. I'm going over the crest to the other end of the tunnel. That'll bottle those jaspers up in there.
Yeah, then what?
You build a fire at this end. The wind's blowing into the tunnel from this side.
We'll smoke them out your end of the tunnel, eh?
That's the idea.
But how are you going to handle all them varmints?
You build a big enough fire and you can come over and help me.
I got you, Bill. Go on, now get going. I'll keep them interested.
All right, partner, and good luck.
Ain't they going to be surprised? Bill's turning the tables on them for fair this time.
Lame-brained, leather-headed stumble-bums. Ain't you found a target yet?
Well, we can't see him, Rockus said.
Then get out there and give it to him.
Oh, now you know that don't make sense. Boss, walking out in the face of Wild Bill Hickok's guns is inviting a one-way trip to Boot Hill.
Then come on, let's go out the other end of the tunnel and come around on him.
Now, why didn't you think of that before? All right, come on, let's get out.
If Hickok thinks he's gonna outsmart me, he's got another thing coming. We'll be right down his neck before he... Boss, hold it. That's Hickok.
Go on somewhere, Rockus said.
Blasted Marshal. How'd he get over here?
He got us bottled up in here.
Then we'll rush Hickok.
Yeah, and run smack into the hottest pair of guns in seven territories. I don't want to die so soon.
All right, we'll go back and rush that big deputy.
Well, that's not much better, but we can try.
All right, then, come on. We're wasting time. Get them six irons ready.
Yeah. We better all storm out together, Rocker said, or somebody's going to get killed.
What? Thunder.
Huh? Why, that big maverick's got this end of the tunnel plugged up with fire. Nobody can run through that.
His ornery hide.
Oh, boy. That smoke is blowing right in through the tunnel.
We've got to get back to Hickok's end. I'll think of something.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to think of it right quick. Rocker said, Hickok's called the fare of the card, and he's got the top hand right now.
Just like smoking a possum out of a hollow stump. Oh, I smoked a possum out of a hollow stump. Now a little something to keep them interested. Ah! The wind is sure helping me out. Now I reckon that's going good enough so they won't try to get near it. So I'll just mosey on over and see what Bill's planning to do next. Sure hope them Jaspers don't take the notion to rush him before I get there, and I guess I'd better hurry. Ooh-wee. This is getting to be more work than I figured on. There's Bill. Bill! Anything doing yet?
How's the fire going?
Just Jim Dandy. I'll bet they're cooking and choking and sputtering for fire in there.
And they'll be making a play right soon. Now here, I've got both our ropes set on this stump and the loops in front of the tunnel.
Now, why didn't I think of that? I could have brought the ropes from their saddles, too.
This'll be enough, partner. Just get a good hold on the ends of these two, and when they rush out, pull and take a dolly around this stump.
Yeah, they'll pull away like a spring calf at Brandon.
Look out, Jingles. Here they come.
We're coming. You've had your...
Jingles, now pull those ropes.
Yeah! Yeah! This one!
Ropes! They got a loop on it!
That's killing them, Jingles. Yes. Hold what you got.
No maverick ever got away from my loop, Bill. Throw down on him.
Hold it right there, gents. First one that moves calls his own turn.
Yeah, one-way ticket to Boot Hill.
You're not stopping me yet, Hickok.
I warned you, Rockerset.
We give up, Hickok. You got us cold.
Give up nothing, you spineless weasels. Blast him. You still got your guns?
Not me. Come on, you jugheads. Drop your gun belts before Hickok shoots again.
Being real smart, gents.
Let up on that rope a little, Jingles. I got them covered.
Sure. There you are, Bill. Well, I reckon they'll herd the jail like a bunch of lambs now.
Hey, here comes Buckshot and Joker. That'll make things a lot easier.
Yeah, them two horses must have heard the shooting. They got more curiosity than I had. Now I'll just tie up these coyotes.
You ain't tying me up, you big lardhead.
Bill, it's Rockerset. He's running for the horses.
Rockerset, you're local. You can't make it.
Bill, he's on Buckshot. Going for the hill.
Take it easy, Jingles. That was his mistake.
How do you figure?
Watch this.
Buckshot!
Well, what do you know? That stopped him. Look, he's bringing that varmint right back to it.
Good boy, Buckshot. Good boy. Rockerset, to ride a horse, you got to be smarter than he is.
And that ain't easy with Buckshot. Now, come down off of there, you low-down killer. I'm taking you to the lockup for the rest of your life. All right, all you Gila monsters, line up.
Guess that brings Rockerset and his gang to the end of their rope, Jingles.
You mean to the end of my rope, Bill. Any tricks this Jasper's going to do from now on are going to be rope tricks.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, kids, I hope you enjoyed Gundown Tunnel. And Andy, what's our story for Friday?
Guy, we've got more excitement, danger, and gun smoke than a full-scale range war in Friday's adventure called A Trap for Wild Bill.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite from Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal that's good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite from Kellogg's variety pack.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Joe Duvall and Forrest Lewis. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!